USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are concerned about the coronavirus threat.
This is a serious, serious disease that if it keeps spreading, it could be an existential threat to a lot of people in this country.
That's Alabama Republican Senator Richard Shelby, who also says that this could quickly become an existential threat to the world. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is warning Russia about interfering in this year's U.S. presidential election.
Meddling in our elections is unacceptable. The Trump administration will always work to protect the integrity of our elections.
The Secretary of State, they're talking with reporters at the State Department. He also says that he conveyed a message to Russia's foreign ministers when they met in Munich. And Harvey Weinstein is still not in jail after being found guilty of rape. Weinstein is in a hospital after complaining of chest pains. This is USA Radio News.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through March 7th. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Attorney General Bill Barr is urging senators to renew surveillance laws that he say keep the country safe. Barr met with Senate Republicans at their weekly GOP luncheon. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky says we don't often hear about the laws because they're working.
They're still relevant to our effort to go after terrorists today, just like they were after 9/11.
McConnell says he hopes the Senate will be able to approve the renewals when the body debates them. U.S. home prices are on the rise. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The cost of buying a home in the U.S. jumped 3.8% in December. Now, that's on top of a 3.5% gain in November. Cities seeing the biggest increase, Phoenix, Charlotte, and Tampa. Prices in Arizona's capital city up 6.5% year over year. A combination of a drop in supply and low mortgage rates has been the cause for the increase.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A one-time deputy to former White House National Security Advisor Michael Flynn says she was traumatized by Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigations. KT McFarland tells Fox and Friends that FBI agents tried to set her up in a perjury trap when they showed up at her house unannounced. The former deputy National Security Advisor says all of her government records were seized and she did not have control of them. McFarland shares with Fox News her role in the administration.
The vision for me was finally, I, as a traditional conservative Republican foreign policy expert who had for years believed in the sort of globalism and elitism, Trump was the vision that says, no, that hasn't worked, and it hasn't worked for a lot of reasons. We were wrong on China, we were wrong on the Middle East, we were wrong on economic policy, we were wrong on the Libya policy, and so Trump presented something different, which I loved. Because I thought, here's somebody, finally, who admits that we ought to get out of the Middle East. We need to be energy independent. We need to stand up to China. We need to fix the American economy. And Trump was the guy to do it. So I was all in, and that was a terrific place to be. And Trump has done all of those things.
The Supreme Court is denying a new sentencing hearing for an Arizona convict who murdered two people decades ago. James McKinney's lawyers claimed he was a victim of severe abuse as a child, and that was not considered when he was sentenced to death for killing two people in separate events. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.